Derek looks after that Sasquatch page, and I think you might even have that 420 network on there listed somewhere, but I'll just double check with him, and if it's not on there, he'll put it on, I'm sure. So, but right now he's probably still sleeping, so he's usually doesn't get to bed till early mornings of the day started. So you know, sometimes he doesn't get to bed till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. So he doesn't usually get up until about that 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock time there. But anyways, we'll say 73s, and I'll look forward to Sam's email address, contact information there too. So that would be awesome. No, it's great, you know, to it's great for what you do in their email. Much appreciated, and I think many others appreciate it as well there, even though you don't get as many pats on the back as you should, but yeah, it's been noticed there, the work that you do there, and that's sad. That's sad there on your mechanic there. And I think your son or son-in-law or something like that, or a relative of yours, lost his job now because of that too. And yeah, it affects many people, you know, different ways, and the loss. So yeah, maybe a simple, you know, checkup would have rectified it, you know, preventative. And yeah, I've got my blood pressure machine at home here actually, and my cholesterol and machine and needle that I take, because I'm a diabetic too, just an early start of diabetes, so it's not, but I think that's all due to my back, these other complications, because that's when they came on board, is after that fact, when I started really having problems with my back, and not being as mobile as I used to be, and active, it's now giving me diabetes. So I gotta watch sometimes what I eat, but a lot of times I don't worry about it, because it's the mild, right now it's mild, but I still gotta monitor it and make sure it doesn't get worse. So, what else? Of course I go on my regular blood work checkups every 3 months, and every 6 months I get the wires put on me, so they monitor me that way as well there. So yeah, there's enough times I'm out of the hospital or doing some test or something. So, and yeah, fine business on that. So, and everything has been going pretty good that way for me. Besides, I'll be waiting on the waiting list there. V1 Echo Papa, V5 RJM.
Yeah, very good there, Randy. I think the repeater timed out one of them anyway. Anyway, I can't seem to find that email there from Sam. ZA3HRY, if you want to echo Papa Henry, are you above the frequency by chance?
Yeah, good morning, Emil. Good morning, Randy. I was just looking at the progress of VE7NFR-15. It beaconed an hour ago, and it's over James Bay. At least that's what it shows, but I'm going to guess that it's over Quebec already. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good. I was telling Randy about Sam's endeavors into the Pico balloon. I can't seem to find. I know what I did. When I forwarded that letter to you, it went from my my trash box. So if you can forward that letter to Randy, I'm not sure what Sam was trying to create a program about Pico balloons, but if you get a chance, can you forward that to Randy there by chance?
You know, I do remember that, but I don't remember whether you sent it via text or email. Over.
No, it had to be email, because I just forwarded from my email address to yours.
Okay, let me find it and I'll forward it. Oh, I can't forward it to Randy. I don't have his email. Oh, I can always look it up, right?
Yeah, or you can just send it back to me and then I'll make a copy of it and then I'll send it back to Raymond, to Randy there, over.
Just my call sign, B5RJM @hotmail.com. Very easy, and it's on QRZ as well. Over to you, Henry, and very good morning to you. VA3HRY, B5RJM in the group.
Yeah, okay, Randy. I'll probably send it to email. I'll send it to email via email. Hey, I said a funny. Emil, would you be able to give me the date that you sent it to me?
Yeah, it has to be last week. Over.
I believe I found it. I'll get on it. Yeah, I believe I found it. I'm doing a new project involving balloons. I'm making an API that keeps live data in many balloons and sends an email to me about them. And it goes on. Is that the one you're thinking about?
Yeah, that's affirmative, where she says you can follow multiple, and she wanted multiple balloons to want to follow. I thought that was interesting. Anyway, as of yesterday, the VE7NFR-15 traveled 1,100 kilometers already, so it must be in a wind current.
Yeah, it's doing well. Yeah, it's on both SunHub, and I found the same information on APRS.fi. If you ever go to APRS.fi, look me up. Look my call sign up. I haven't been on there, it's got to be 8 months. I think that was the last time. But the information's still there anyway. And I always like to leave a little note, a little saying, a quote from somebody. I think the quote that I've got on there is I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Okay, Emil, I'll get on this, VA3HRY.
anyways, it was nice touching base with you guys this morning, and I'm going to bow out here, and I'll look for that email once you get it sent to me there, email, and find business on that, Henry. So I like doing whatever's easiest, so that's probably the easiest way for you there. Send it to email there. So he wants a copy of it anyways, so that'll work out very good. All right, and that APRS.fi, I go there also quite often, make sure all of our repeaters are listed there and so forth. I've got APRS on all the nodes that I've set up here in the province. They're all listed there. So, so yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So I think there's like quite a few on there that I've done. So that's always something that's nice to add to a repeater node or whatever is include the APRS script on there and add it to that list there. And you know, lots of times you could find the repeaters and nodes that way as well. So yeah, it works very good, that page there. I also go to the map page there too. You're probably familiar with that one. It's a takeoff of the APRS.fi, and it shows different bits of information about the repeaters and nodes and all that. I'll pass it back to you, Henry, VA3HRY, V5RJM in the group. And I'm going to bow out, so I'll say 7-3s. I'll stand by for one more round and then carry on my day. Over to you there.
Yeah, I've always liked APRS.fi. I especially got into it when I bought my Yaesu FTM 400 XDR. It allowed me to register onto APRS. As I was driving, it would leave a trail of my route, and I did contacts through APRS, texting from the 400 to stations around the world, literally. I got a lot of answers, and you can even do APRS through the ISS. I did that. goodness, I absolutely enjoyed doing that. But it was fun to send a text to a station in, for instance, BC, and wait to see whether or not they saw it, and I would get a response. You know. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, Emil, I'm reading the email that Sam sent you, and there isn't a whole lot of information on here. I hope I'm looking at the right one. It just talks about, it doesn't matter. I'll make a copy and send it to you. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good. Henry, do you know what site that where we can see how far the beacons are being transmitted on the V7NFR-15? I can't seem to find that page. Do you recall it? It will give you a list of the stations that are picking up V7NFR-15.
I mean, I don't remember, but I'm still on the email thing.
Good morning. This is KJ5. POU, testing some new software. KJ5, POU.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Papa Oscar Uniform, you're sounding great into the Canada Talk Room there, Sherry. Over.